श्रीवान दारमाहु विमुक्ति समद्वारम जूषिताम संगम महांतस्ती समचित्ता प्रशांता विमन्न वस्तु हृदय साधु इन कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ द लास्ट भाग रिसाइटेड in the fall yesterday. The second verse, the suggesting how one can be liberated from this material bondage. In the first verse, it was suggested that this human form of life is not meant for wasting uselessly like the animals, dogs and hogs. It should be properly utilized. The suggestion was tapasya. Tapasya means austerity, voluntarily accepting some inconvenience. This is called tapasya. Tapa, one meaning is disturbance. Suppose I am practiced to some heavy, if I advise to give it up, it becomes little troublesome. For example, if I am habituated to smoke and somebody or higher authorities say, don't smoke. To give up smoking is little difficult. Those who are habituated to smoke. Similarly, but according to the doctor's advice, if somebody has to give up smoking, he has to. Otherwise, his disease may not be cured. Similarly, our this present position, tapo vidvam putrakadina suddhet satya, we are constantly, repeatedly changing body, transmigration of the soul, tatha dehantara prati, that means we are accepting death. Death means change of the, final change of the soul. When this body is no more useful to continue, then by nature another body is offered. At the time of death, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, janjanamati smaran loki tadattanti kalivaram sadatadabhavabhavit. We create a mental situation. We have got two kinds of body, subtle body and gross body. This gross body is made of five gross material elements. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and ego. When we sleep, the gross body does not work. But the subtle body works. We dream, therefore. So, at the time of death, this gross body is finished. But the subtle body, mind, intelligence and ego will carry me to another gross body. It will enter into the womb of another mother, and she will create another similar body like the mother, and when it is conceived, then it will come out. So the spirit soul is in this way bound up by the material gross body and subtle body. This is our disease. This is material existence means we are suffering from this disease. So in the first verse it was suggested by Rishabha to his sons, earlier sons, Tapo Putraka, Tapo Dibbama Putraka, Jina Suddheta Satya, Jasmad Brahma Sukham Anantam. Our position is, as I explained the other day, we are part and parcel of God. God's existence is Satchitananda Vigraha, eternal, blissful knowledge. So we are part and parcel. Our knowledge, our blissfulness, our eternity may be very small, but we possess the same quality. Anandamaya Abhyasa. In the Vedanta Sutra, it is said, the spirit soul or God, God is the supreme spirit, and we are mining. He is Vibhu, unlimited. We are Onu, very small, molecular, or atomic. So, quality is the same. So, our seeking after eternity, seeking after full knowledge, and to remain blissful, that is our nature. Because we are part and parcel of God. But on account of being covered by these material elements, earth, water, air, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, and ego, we are suffering this disease. Janma mattu jara vyadhi. Janma means birth, and mittu means death. As soon as you take birth, it means you must be prepared for death. And increasing my age means decreasing my age, not increasing. When a child is born, if some friend asks, when this child is born, now 1 week before, that means the child has already died 1 week. From his duration of life, make 1 week minus. So we are dying every moment. Mrityu, death is sure as death. So, but we are not meant for death. Neither we are meant for birth. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate naam yateva. The spirit soul is never born, neither he dies. Nitya shashvatam na hannate hannavani sharire. The spirit soul, nitya, eternal, shashvat, inexhaustible. Na hannate, clearly says, na hannate hannavani sharire. So this death is artificial. Therefore we do not like to die. We do not like to be unhappy. We do not like to be without any knowledge. This is our nature. But because this nature is tempered on material condition, therefore the business of the human being is to cure this disease. Birth, death, old age and disease. This is the mission of life. Not to waste time, not to waste our life, duration of life, just simply jumping like dog and horse. That is not human. Kapoor Dibbang, Therefore, you have to undergo tapasya. You should not indulge indigence to anything. That is not human life. No. Therefore, human life, there is need of education. There is need of regularity. There is need of following the instruction of the authorities. That is in human life. Law is meant for the human life, not for the cats and dogs. Therefore, Vishabhya suggested that you practice austerity. Means, austerity means, I have already explained, I do not like to do anything, but for curing my this material disease, I have to do that. This is called austerity. The same example. I am habituated to smoke. I don't like if somebody says, don't smoke. And it is difficult for me. But I have to do it if you want to cure my disease. This is called austerity. So, according to Vedic system, we should be sinless. Unless we become sinless, there is no possibility of understanding God. That is not possible. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam tu antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te randamaha nimukta bhajanti maam dhirapratara. A person who has completely finished the reaction of his sinful life, Jeshantu Antavasam Papa. Janalang Punyakarmana. So if we be engaged in Punyakarma, pious activities, then there is no chance of acting impiously. So Punyakarma. Jagaddana Tapakriya. These are the activities of pious. Jagva. Performing sacrifice. There are different types of sacrifices mentioned, but in this age, it is difficult. Therefore, in this age, the easiest sacrifice is chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Jagvain sankirtanai pravin jagantihi hi sumed. These performing this jagva, sankirtan jagva, you have to simply agree. Otherwise, you have no loss. Simply you have gain. Chant Hare Krishna. We are not asking anybody to give us some fees, some dollars. Then you chant. No. It is free. You can chant. If you like. This is yoga. This is the yoga of this age. Anyone can join. It doesn't matter that this class of men will join. No, anyone. Poor, rich, white, black, illiterate, laggard, everyone. Jagdvain Sankirtan means Bahubhi Militva. Many people assemble together when glorify the Lord, that is called Sankirtan. So this Hare Krishna Mahamantra means we are facing all over the world. There is no difficulty. Everyone is trying. Everyone is chanting. There is not very difficult task, anytime. This is yajna. And then dana. Dana means charity. So, whatever you earn, at least some percentage of your money should be given in charity. The best charity is to give for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, God consciousness. Krishna says, Dadasita Purushatadma Dadpanam. If you want to give in charity something, please give me. Krishna says, God says. So, Jagaddana Tapa, again Tapa, austerity. Jagaddana Tapa Kriya, Pavanani Manishina. We should not give up this practice. Performing jagga, giving in charity, and practicing tapasya. This is essential for the human being. This should be practiced as far as possible. So this is called pious activity. So one should be engaged in pious activity, then there will be no chance of committing sinful activities. In this way, when you are mature, no more sinful life, pure life. Always practicing pious activities. Such person, without any doubt, without any duality, can be engaged in the service of the Lord. Such person. Therefore, this object says, suppose it from a putraka. Putraka, my dear boys, my dear sons, don't waste your time in cobs and tops. Just practice tapasya. Suppose vibhang. Vibhang means for divine purpose. Not for manufacturing some weapon for killing thousands of men at a time. This requires also tapasya. Very great attention, labor and perseverance, everything required. That is called tapasya. But not that kind of tapasya. For the inauspicious position of the human society. No, suppose vibhama, for divine understanding. So the benefit will be jena, suddhita sattva. Then our existence, the position, existence, and our position will be purified. And what will be the result? If it is purified, jena brahma soktam ananta. We are seeking after eternal life, we are seeking after happiness, and we are seeking after full knowledge. That will be attained. So, suppose in brahma putraka jena suddhita sattva, jasma brahma soktam ananta. Then success of life. Now, in the next verse, how we can practice tapasya? That is recommended here. Mahasivam. Mahasivam dharam ahu bhimukti. Mahat, great soul. Mahat means great soul. He is great soul. Mahatmanutumam prato devi prakriti master. Great soul means who has taken shelter of the spiritual nature. He is great soul. There are two natures. Spiritual nature and material nature. We can understand material nature is body and spiritual nature the soul. And there are two things within our this existence, matter and spirit. Similarly, there are two energies of God. One energy is called material energy, and the other is called spiritual energy. God is appreciated. We can understand God, there is God, by the presence of His energy. Just like we can understand the very sun, in the presence of the sunlight. Light is the image of the sun. In the morning, as soon as you see through your door, open a window, that there is now light, you can understand there is sunlight. So we can understand the existence of God by the presence of His energy. By the presence of His energy. Just like sun is appreciated by the presence of heat and light. Similarly, whatever we see in this world, there are two energies working, material energy and spiritual energy. We can understand there is God. Otherwise, where from this energy is coming? As soon as he gets heat and light, you understand. There is the sun. Similarly, sabbiram mukilam jagat. Ikottani chitasadhani jusna vistarina jatha paraska brahmana sakti sarbiram mukilam jagat. What is this word? This word is distribution of the two energies of God. The material energy and the spiritual energy. So mahat means one who has taken shelter of the spiritual energy. He is called mahat. Great soul. So far the material energy is concerned. Yes, generally all living entities who are in this material world, they have taken the shelter of the material energy. 8,400,000 forms of body. But the mahat means one who has taken the shelter of the spiritual energy. The mahat prema, we have to approach such person who has taken the shelter of the spiritual energy of God. Mahat premam daram ahum vimukti. If you want liberation from this bondage, birth, death, old age and disease and so many other things, then you have to execute tapasya under the direction of a graceful mahasthira. Dharam ahu nimutti. If you want liberation. And tamadvaram durusitam sannisam. Josita means omen. So this material energy is, and the energy is omen. The spiritual energy also omen. Material energy is omen. The material energy is tamo, darkness. And the other energy is light. Therefore, Bindi Indian Sani, tamasima. Jyotirgama, don't remain under the darkness material. In the Chandi, those have read Chandi, jadehi sarvabhutana nidra rupena samasthita. The material energy is business is to keep us slumber without any pure knowledge. This is material. If we keep ourselves within the material energy, that will lead us more and more in the darkest region of hellish condition of life. Samadharam. Samadharam joshitam sangisham. Those who are too much materially affected, to associate with such person means you remain within the material energy. And if you associate with persons who are great souls, who are taking the shelter of spiritual energy, the path of liberation will be open. This is it. Mahasrimanadana ahu vimukti samadhana jusitam sangisanga. Mahantaste samaditya, and how I can understand Mahat or Deshko. So their description is given. Mahantaste samutitya. Equilibrium. They are trying to everyone. There is no difference. Samutitya. That means spiritual reality. To see everyone on equal level. Vidyadhinaya sampanne brahmani gavi hastini sunite ta sapake ta pandita samadas. In another place, it is said, brahma bhuta prasannatma nasotati natantati samah sarvesu bhutesu. This is samadhi. Equally disposed to everyone. Not that he is American, so I shall be thankful. Or he is Indian, I shall be thankful. He is Blair, I shall return to him. He no. Everyone. Pandita, some other samuchitta. This is the qualification of grace. There is no distinction. He is such and such person, therefore I have no business. No. The preaching. Krishna is preaching to everyone. Christ is preaching to everyone. They are called Mahanta. Mahanta means great soul. So, here it is said, Mahanta ste samachitta prasanta. All is very peaceful. There is no disturbance. Because he knows himself. He is not disturbed by any material party. Ohi kuti apratihata. Spiritual advancement of life is never hindered by any material condition. It is not that I am under such and such condition, I cannot make any advancement in spiritual life. No. Spiritual advancement is never checked by material condition. Therefore we say, prasanta, vimanna bhava, is never angry. Never angry. Vimanna bhava, suhido, su, in equal reason, for everyone. That is the Nitya Maha. He thinks that without God consciousness, without his relationship with God, his suffering, freedom, sadhava, sadhava, sadhu, the common substance has an insensitive person. To his sensitive person, Titikshava-kāri-nita-śrīva-tada-bhūtāna. Sādhu means, sensitive person means, titikshava, tolerance. Tolerance. Without being disturbed. Now, in the Western countries, Lord Jesus Christ, the tolerance is being crucified, still he is praying to God, clinging. Now, of course, his position is different. So one should try to become sadhu. Sadhu. Titikshava kāranika śrīva sadhu bhūtāna. So, the common substance of sadhu means, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, mark of barrister. Ukite sukudāsāra bhajate māvanannabhā sadhu rīvasam. If one is staunchly adhered to the service of the Lord, he is called sadhu, saintly person, sadhu. Mahāntaste samacitta prasānta vimannava sridha sadhu. These are the qualifications of Mahātmā, great soul. So, we have to find out, the leading intention is try to find out such person. You have to say, Tadvidhi Panipatana Palipasrena Sivaya. You find out such person and associate with him. Try to serve him. Panipatana, by fully surrender. Tadvidhi Panipatana Palipasrena Sivaya. Upadakshanti Tadvijnanam Gyanina. So, we have to approach such person. As it is described here. Mahasriva, I want to give my service to the great soul. And these are the symptoms of great soul. So, as we are finding out so many things for our satisfaction, so our real business is how to get out of this material disease. And to get out of this material disease, the prescription is given here, Mahasriva. Just try to serve a great soul. And he is a great soul, that is described here. Mahāntaste samasitta prasānta vimannava suhido sādhava. Then, the next verse it will say, this is, this sādhu, this mahātmā, generally, those who are in the renounced order. There are four grades of life. brahmachari, grihastha, banaprastha, and shanna. The decision already given, it is meant for mendika, who have nothing to do with material affairs or household life. Renounce order, sannyasa, it is applicable to that. But another mahatma also is recommended here. Jiva manushe kritasauhidartha janesu jiham bhavatikesu vrihesu jayatma ja rati maktu na priti dukta javat athyasya loke. Another that grihastha, household, it is not that simply sannyasi renounce Torah. Those who renounce this material connection, they can become great souls. Not necessarily. Even those who are in family life, living with wife, children, friends, they can also become great souls. They can become great souls. So how they can become great souls? Jiva manishe tita sauhidartha. There, such grihastha householder is not exactly meant for how to get money. No. There it means how to get friendship of the Lord. That is it. It doesn't matter. He lives with wife and children. That doesn't matter. But what is the aim of his life? The aim of his life is this instruction is given by Rishabde, the incarnation of God. Therefore he said, one who is seeking the friendship of me, of God, his only business is how to keep friendship with Krishna. Just like Arjuna is a householder, and he is a Kshatriya, a royal family, and he was a warrior. He knew how to fight. But his friendship with Krishna was very, very intense. Therefore, Krishna instructed Arjuna. Arjuna, I am instructing this mystery of Bhagavad Gita unto you. Arjuna might have said that while you are giving me instruction, I am neither sannyasi nor a very learned scholar in Vedanta, or I am grihastha, householder, a politician, and royal family. So why you have selected me? I am bhaktosi. Because you are my devotee. So this is what? Bhaktosi. Priyosi. Not only are you very dear. So if you become dear friend, like Arjuna, of Krishna, God, then in whatever position you remain, you are Mahatma, grace. That is it. It is not that. In the Kali Yuga, in this age, it is very difficult to accept renounce or adopt that. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that you remain in your position. It doesn't matter. But become a Mahatma, grateful. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kale sita suti gatana tanuvama manobhi prayasa jita jita. The process is how to become Mahatma. That process is recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not it is his manufactured process, but it is recommended to the Devi Shastra. What is that? Jnana Pryasam Udapasa Namanta Yuga. The process is, don't try to speculate on God. Give up this process. This bad habit. You cannot speculate. No. Jnana Pryasam. This is called Jnana. Jnana means knowledge. Acquire knowledge. Everyone is trying to, nobody is interested now to understand what is God. But there are some But they are trying to understand God by mental speculation. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, this practice should be given up. Speculation. Jnani Priyasam Udhappa. Namantara. Just become submissive. Namantara. Don't think that I am very learned scholar. I can manufacture my own way how to find out God. Or I am God and so on and so on. This practice should be given up. Just become humble and mean. Jnani Priyasam Udhappa. Namantara. Then, what shall I do? Becoming humble and meek. Sarva paritana bhavati yuvartham. You try to understand about God from a God-realized person. That is it. That will help. Asthane sthita. There is no need of changing your position. You remain. What the fire where you are. Suti gatana tanuvagamanovhi. Just lend your this oral reception and try to hear about God from this self-realized person, from Mahatma. Then one day it will become so that although God is unconquerable, you conquer him. Prayana, ajita, jitapasi, you conquer. God, you cannot conquer God. But God agrees to be conquered by his devotee. Yeah, this is the inject meaning, to become devotee. This is the way. And what is the devotional way? Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. Just try to hear about Vishnu, the Supreme Lord. Sravanam, the first year, that is your time to come here. So trying to hear. This is very good. This is the beginning of it. Then Kirtanam, Sravanam Kirtanam. Whatever you hear, you discuss amongst yourself. That is called peace. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam. Remember about the topic of God. Savanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padasivanam achanam bandhanam. There are 9 myths. Achanam, temple worship. So, any one of these methods will help you. If you take the 9 methods, that is very good. If not, take 8. If not, take 10. If not, take 6. Take 5, 4, 3, 2. Take at least 1. That one is very easy. Sravanam. We are opening several centers of Krishna consciousness movement. Not only we are renting, there are many other centers also to hear about God. That is very essential. Savanam Gitanam Vishnu Smananam Pavasa. So, this process can be practiced even at home. There is no necessity that you have to change your flesh, you have to give up your business, you have to give up your occupation, or you have to give up your family relationship. No. You remain here. But practice Savanam. Just as you are hearing here, in this hall, you can do it at home. These books are there. I am sitting from the book. You can sleep also from the book. And sit down amongst your family members and chant Hare Krishna. So, the aim should be how to become friend of God. It doesn't matter whether you remain at home or out of home. Narottamdas Thakur says, Griheva bonete thako, thago unango boleda. Either you remain at home or outside home. You chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Bhavasani, Gaur. This is the purpose. Very simple purpose. And Hare Krishna. And if you want, personality will come automatically. If your heart is purified by this Savanam Kalsanam method, Chetasar Paramahajanam, then the heart will be purified and God is situated within your heart. Then as soon as your heart is purified, you will be able to see God within yourself. religion are. That is called meditation. You see God within yourself and see constantly, here is God, here is Krishna. That is meditation. So, premanyan surita bhakti vilochanena santa sadaiva rilayetu vilopanyati. Santa, saintly person, a mahatma, they develop by hearing about God constantly. They develop love of God. That is the aim of life. That is the real purpose of human life. Prima pumatha maha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended that what is the actual benefit of this human form of life? To develop our dormant love for God. That is what. Not to accumulate money. Nothing will go with us. Everything will remain. The bank balance will remain in the bank and we have to go. And there will be fight among the claimants. So that is indicated. But then nothing will go with you. Simply, your consciousness, Krishna consciousness, will help you at the time of death. If you remember, Krishna, jana jana vapi smadan loki, tajantanti palevaram. Somewhere other, if you remember at the time of death, Krishna, then your life is successful. So, it doesn't matter whether you remain outside home or inside home, what is your occupation, but do not forget your real business. This is the Krishna consciousness moment. So, jiva manishe tikasau hujata janesu jiham bhavasakesu grihesu jayatma jarati mastu na priti jukta. The symptom of a Mahatma great soul is this idea. What is that? That jiham bhavasakesu. Those who are simply planning how to keep this body comfortable. That is the material one. Everyone is busy. How to keep this body very comfortable. Although it is not possible. There are so many disturbances, so many miserable conditions, that there is no possibility of keeping this body in comfortable position. That is not. That is a fact. But still, we are trying. They are called deha, deham bharobhasthikesu. Just to make God their arrangement for keeping this body very comfortable. They are called deham bharobhasthikesu. They are simply busy. How to keep this body comfortable? To such person, janesu deham bharobhasthikesu and griheshu, although he is at home, then jaya means wife. Jaya Atmaja, the children, and Rati, money, which is required, house. Wife is required, children required, money is required, place required. So, no priti jukta. His business is not how to increase money, how to please the, relatives, how to talk with the persons interested in keeping this body. Not Priti Jutta. He is not interested with them. Priti Jutta, Javadakhasko Lope, simply just be engaged with them as far as your duty. It does not mean that I am not attached to my wife, therefore I shall forget my duties to wife and she. It doesn't. As it is my duty, I must execute, but my main business is how to secure friendship with Krishna. Such kind of grihastha is Mahatma. So there are two kinds of Mahatma. One is denounce order. They are preaching all over the world for the benefit of the society. And the grihastha, he may not be preaching, he can preach. among his relatives, members, children, he can also preach. Friends, the preaching cannot be stopped. You can do small scale or big scale. The benefit will be sabanam kivikaram. Just like we are preaching, you are hearing us and you are chanting. So this chanting and hearing process should be increased. One should try to become sinless and try to make friends with God. Then our life will be successful. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. God has His form, that I explained the other day, but His form means not like our form. His form means Satchidananda Vigraha. He, body is eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. Or this form is not eternal, neither full of knowledge, not this blissful. So, it is not that God has no form. When it is described indirectly that God has no form, means He has no form like us. Don't think that He has no form. He has no form, material form like us, which is not eternal, not full of knowledge, not bliss. So God has form. God's form is realized in three different stages. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vadanti kaptakta vidaskatyam jadjanam atyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti. That absolute truth is realized. They are one, but realized in three different phases. Just like the example is given, I am giving several times, that the sun grows and the sun goes. There is, within the sun grows, there is sun God. His name is Vibhushan. As you refer to Bhagavad Gita, in the Bhagavad Gita you find the predominating deity or the president of the sun globe. His name is Vibhushan. Himang Vibhushati Yugam Pattava Mahamayapa. Krishna says that many millions of years ago, he went to the sun globe and he preached this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god, the president of the sun god, Vibhushta. So they are a living entity. The sun god is a living entity. The difference is that the living entity is there, the body is made of fire. As our body is made of earth, dirt, their body is made of fire. Therefore they are so glowing. Everything. This is a fiery planet. Airy planet, watery planet, earthly planet, five elements. So, if we cannot imagine that because we are of earthly body, there cannot be fiery body. That is our lack of knowledge, poor control. In God's creation, the variety. So, just like we can see in the water, they are living entities. Their body is made of different, not different, but different proportions of the material elements. So they can remain within the water. Similarly, different proportions in every planet. In the Shastra issues, it is known that all the planets are vacant only. This is not very good idea. Everywhere there are living entities. So all these living entities throughout the whole universe, they are possessing body of the material elements. But God has no such body. His body is divine. Satchidananda Vigraha. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. So, that Satchidananda Vigraha, spiritual body, can be expanded, reduced, anoraniyan, mahatomaniyan. He can expand his body, spiritual body, bigger than the biggest. And he can reduce the body, smaller than the smallest. That is God's body. You cannot do it. Annantarastham paramanata. God is using the atom. How he is using the atom? Remember? Anoraniyan. He can become smaller than the smallest. He can become bigger than the biggest. So Arjuna, when he saw the Vishwaro, he showed him bigger than the biggest form. But his usual form is two-handed and two-legged. This is just like it is said in the Bible. Man is made after the image of God. The God has not two hands, two legs, exactly, but he is the omnipotent, almighty. Our power is limited. His power is unlimited. Otherwise he has not fought.
The question is, why do you refer to the material world as darkness and as a disease?
Don't you see darkness? You require light?
Yes,
ignorance. Darkness means ignorance. We do material life means we do not know things as they are. That is darkness. Yes, the knowledge is not perfect. Therefore, everyone is in darkness.
But why do you call the body and the spirit? It's the spirit and the body, which is the link of life, of being in the universe.
Really?
Well, at least, it comes to the point. You have darkness on one side, light on the other. If you were to say, you want to identify
with
anyone. Yeah. I think the question is, why do you consider the body as a disease?
Because there is birth, death and old age. This is disease.
But it's one form of energy. One certain level of energy. And energy level itself.
that is true. Yes, that I have already explained, material energy and spiritual energy. In the material energy, you have got all these birth, death, old age and disease. In the spiritual energy, there is no such thing. So we have to go to the spiritual energy. Disease you contract. Nobody forces you to contract disease. When you become disease, you contaminate some infection. Not that anyone forces you to contaminate. So when you come to the material world, it is your own disease. Yes, then you will be cured of this material disease. That is Krishna consciousness moment.
We live in sin. So is it not speculation to consider a sinless state?
Yes. If you speculate, then also you will not be in position to understand what is sin and what is bad. Therefore you have to hear from the authority. Just like Krishna says, Jagadana Tapakriya, Natarja. These four things should not be given up. Performing sacrifices, giving in charity, and practicing tapasya. So you cannot speculate. You take the instruction from authority and try to do it. It is not speculation. It is receiving the instruction from the authority. So they do not know, therefore they must search out if he is serious.
Is there some way to find out good without following the rules and regulations laid down by the authorities?
No, that is not possible. He cannot violate the rules and regulations. That is not possible.
He says that to follow the rules is to be frustrated.
Why frustrated? So many people are following the rules and regulations. What is the first fish? That is tapasya. I want to do something, but the rule says do not do. So I have to do it. This is called tapasya. I have no intention to do it, but because it is ordered by the authority, I have to do it. It's like the law in the street, you find it convenient to go by one side of the road, but the law says, keep to the right. No, you don't like it, you still have to go.
He says that to follow the rules and regulations, these rules and regulations they have been forced upon us in our upbringing. And he says also in religion, rules and regulations are forced upon us. And does this not bring frustration because we're doing something we may not like to do?
That I am already explained. This is called tapasya. You have to do something which you may not like to do. That is tapasya. That is advice. Tapo vidvang putraka. Jagdadana tapakriya. This is called tapasya. I do not like to do something. But I have to do it because I have accepted somebody as authority. This is tapasya. So this has to be practiced. But it will be easier by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. There will be no, just like these boys, European American boys, they're strictly following the rules and regulations. But it has become not very difficult, very easy, because they are chanting Hare Krishna. That is the only method.
Is it not speculation to say that one knows God as soon as he thinks that he knows God?
You know also God. You know also God. Huh? So you are, do you think you are independent of God? I mean, you do not know. Why you do not know? You do not know that you are not independent. Huh? Are you not going to die? Can you take your death? You will be forced to die. So how do you say that you are independent? He does not know what is the meaning of death. For me, and you are a special person. Everyone knows what is death. Everyone is afraid of death. If you do not know, then I do not know whether you are human being. So you have to learn it, then you talk. You have to learn it. What you do not know, you have to learn it. You have to learn it, that I have been said. But everyone knows that he is not independent. He is dependent. Just like you are a young man, if you say, I will not become old, that is false. You will have to become old man. Therefore you are dependent. Why don't you think like that? Nobody wants to become an old man. But he is forced to become an old man. How do you know that you are independent? You are dependent. You may not be, but others are. They do not like the old man and suffer the old man for you. He says that Mahupata Bapat Sitya Jesu Papa Jona Striya Vaisha Tata Sudra Sri Janti Purana Striya means Soma. So there is no restriction for going back to home, back to Godhead, for anyone, and what to speak of man, woman, anyone. If he wants to go there, there is no restriction. Sri Janti Purana Mahupasadapasritya Jiti Supapas. This is it. For God there is no discrimination. Home and man are equalized to become godly and back to home after God.
Guruji, I know how you reconcile for one, the attitude of God, or so that God believes God is a God of infinite and he is all things. And he was that now, the God has thought. He has thought for me that he has affected and he is like him. And how do you recognize his thoughts and his head. It is more than